WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. And today we're diving into something super important. Building emotional intelligence and well-being in our kids. You know, those little humans who are constantly learning, growing, and testing the boundaries of what's possible. Let's be honest, raising a kid is like trying to herd cats with roller skates. It's chaotic, unpredictable, and often hilarious. But seriously, fostering emotional intelligence in our children isn't just about teaching them how to feel their feelings, it's about equipping them with the tools they need to navigate this world successfully. It's about helping them understand themselves, connect with others, and make healthy decisions, no matter what life throws their way. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help us build emotional intelligence and well-being in our kids. First up, model the behavior you want to see. Kids are like sponges, they soak up everything around them. If we want our children to be emotionally intelligent, we need to show them how it's done. Talk about your own feelings, both positive and negative, in a healthy way. Show them how to manage stress, resolve conflict peacefully, and practice empathy. Remember, actions speak louder than words. Second, create a safe space for emotional expression. Let your kids know that it's okay to feel whatever they're feeling, even the big emotions like anger, sadness, or frustration. Encourage them to express their feelings through words, art, music, or any other creative outlet. Resist the urge to dismiss their feelings or tell them to just calm down. Instead, listen actively, validate their emotions, and help them understand what they're going through. Third, teach them emotional literacy. Just like reading and writing, understanding emotions is a skill that needs to be learned. Help your kids identify and label different emotions. Talk about the physical sensations associated with each emotion, racing heart for excitement, a tight chest for anxiety, etc. This helps them become more aware of their own emotional state and better understand how others might be feeling. Fourth, develop coping mechanisms together. Life is full of ups and downs, and our kids need healthy strategies to cope with stress and challenges. Explore different techniques together, like deep breathing exercises, mindfulness practices, or physical activity. Find what works for your child and create a toolkit of coping skills they can turn to when things get tough. Finally, celebrate their successes. Just like any other skill, developing emotional intelligence takes time and effort. Celebrate your child's progress, no matter how small. Acknowledge their efforts, praise their resilience, and show them that you believe in their ability to grow and learn. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at the grocery store with your 5-year-old. They're having a meltdown because they want candy, the sugary kind, of course. The entire produce aisle is suddenly filled with tears, tantrums, and that unmistakable scent of impending disaster. But hold on. You remember what we talked about today? Instead of giving in to the pressure or resorting to bribery, you take a deep breath, stay calm, and engage with your child. I see that you're really upset because you want candy, you say gently. It's okay to feel disappointed, but we can make a different choice right now. Then, you offer them an alternative, maybe a healthy snack or a fun activity at the store later. By staying calm, acknowledging their feelings, and guiding them towards a healthier solution, you're not only preventing a meltdown in aisle 3, but also teaching them valuable emotional regulation skills for life. Remember, folks, building emotional intelligence and well-being in our children isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's about creating a supportive environment where they feel safe to express themselves, learn from their mistakes, and develop into emotionally healthy adults. So go out there and be the role models your kids need. Embrace those messy moments, celebrate the small victories, and remember that you're doing an amazing job. And hey, if you found this helpful, share it with a friend or leave a review. Your support means the world to me. Until next time, keep growing, keep learning, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.